God, 3 John words, not Leviticus words. Remember.
That's why I'm going first, so I can.
I just really felt like the Lord was saying that He's going to give you high speed, that you've already got them. You know, that's what we're learning and studying in the scripture. You've already got them. Right? I just really feel like the Lord's going to show you how to use them. He's going to cause you to be able to navigate this busy time in your life and to stay on the high places and to find that place in Him where you just go from mountaintop to mountaintop. And then Ursula, I just really feel like the Lord said that for you to just stand your ground, stand strong, just keep your faith in Jesus, because everywhere you go, you're leaving a presence of Christ. Everywhere you go, you're like leaving this trail that's just been a blaze of glory, and you're just leaving testimony everywhere you go.
Yeah, you know, you've heard the term rider's block. Sometimes the enemy tells us we have hearer's block. This is a word for several of you, but it's particularly a word for my friend there. And that we think, man, I'm trying so hard to get this, and I'm not sure I get it all. And the Lord just wants you to hear that He bypasses those things. He speaks spirit to spirit, and you're getting it. And the rest of you are getting it. It'll manifest itself. He's getting it. He plants the seeds in our heart. Faith happens in our heart. And so, just any of you, like, don't say, I'm trying so hard to get it. Stop. That's your fight. That's contrary to the truth. Trust Him to get it. Don't try to get it. Don't strain. Turn off the brain. You ever see the movie Last of the Samurai? And then the Last of the Samurai, the guy was he couldn't figure out how to do the battle, and they finally came and said, too many minds.
Yeah.
Don't. Turn off the head. Plug into the head and hear. Nothing wrong with your brain. You need to hear stuff in the heart. Okay? Just the eyes of your heart, as we said, would be enlightened. So I just thank you for the eyes of their hearts being open and enlightened to hear. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
This is I had this picture yesterday. This is a word for several people, if not everybody. What I saw is I saw 3 glasses. The Lord said that there's some of us have been felt like we've been playing the shell game. You know, where they used the 3 things He's supposed to pick. And what He's saying is that now, some of us has felt that way, that we always picked the wrong one, that we always was losing the game, to never quite pick the right one for Jesus. You're going to be playing now, that game's going to be played with a clear glass. And so it's just going to be what right there, you know. That one ball I saw was 3 clear glasses being used. And there's not going to be no confusion. There's not going to be really the mistake type of thing. Because Christ is just going to become so real in that you see so clearly.
Yes.
My sister back here. No, you.
Yes.
This is a short word. The word is boing, as in boing, boing. You remember the old pogo stick? And the Lord gave me a picture of you on a pogo stick.
Yeah.
Boing. He said, the spring that I have inside of you is a spring of living water. It will never run dry. You just let it out, it'll flow.
Mine is actually for you, Miss Lily. The time that you spend with the Lord after communion, He covets that time with you. Mm-hmm. So rest in that.
Wow.
And I just hear the words, nothing missing and nothing broken. Nothing missing and nothing broken.
That was the 3rd John word.
Yeah, there you go. That's
great.
Lead the way.
I always think Kelly's leaving. He walks, he means.
It's like walking. You can't walk far.
Pope John Paul II, his motto was, do not fear. And we think, well, that's pretty simple. Well, this is a guy who walked through Nazi Germany and all the terrors in Poland. He walked through the communist oppression. And the word from the Lord from him was, do not fear. I feel like today there's someone here, you are facing a financial crisis. And the Lord wants you to know that do not fear. He's going to meet that need and provide it in a way you did not expect. So do not fear.
Anybody else? We'll go at this some night too, so if you haven't gotten word, I'm sure you will.